This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
4 o'clock hour, starting a little bit late because we went long because we got into the Fred Van Veel situation there with Amy Audibert, who has subsequently texted me and she says she does not mess around with animals. And she is going to let Solana have it tomorrow because she did not like him associating Fred Van Vliet with a slaughtered baby cow.
I love veal.
I happen to love veal as well.
Yeah. Veal Parmigiana or just like veal?
Breaded veal cutlet. Like it doesn't have to, for me, like a breaded veal cutlet is delicious. Veal chop is delicious. Veal Parmesan, everybody loves.
Get a thick cut veal, cook it like a steak, but it's that baby meat.
But you prefer that? Like if
blue
you,
cheese crust?
If you were ranking, you know, cutlets.
Veal dishes?
You'd go, well, no, I'm saying cutlets in general. Like what to?
Well, like anything. I mean, Parmigiana. Everything's better as Parmigiana, no, right? Chicken, like a chicken cutlet is better as chicken Parmesan?
For sure, but I'm saying if you had to get a cutlet, a chicken cutlet or a veal cutlet or just like a meat cutlet, I don't know if veal...
Depends on the place. Certain places I don't trust on veal. I don't know if this is, you know, unfounded or not. I feel like chicken is kind of chicken. But I feel like when you start getting into cutesier meats... You've got to have trustworthy places. And I don't know if that's unfounded or not.
No, you're right. Because veal, you know, you can fudge veal. How old was the cow?
Like, I don't want to. Cuts of beef, there's varying levels. Are there varying levels of cuts of chicken? I mean, I've never heard anybody say, I guess you could have
chicken.
Range free
range.
Chicken,
like organic chicken. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but
organic,
like,
free range, no antibiotics, no steroids, and all that stuff.
But it's still like chicken's chicken. Pretty. I feel like chicken's pretty much chicken.
It's a breast, a thigh, a wing, and a leg. Like that's all the chicken has. Cows have a lot more pieces.
Right.
Yeah.
But if I'm going to a place and ordering a chicken cutlet. Right, like a chicken empanizado for the Latinos. I mean, I don't know. Like, there's certain places that are probably just putting some scraps of chicken together, not necessarily putting
right.
A chicken
I'm with you. But here's my point. So, because if you ever buy like those frozen chicken nuggets for your kids somewhere, and it says made with rib meat,
yeah.
So that's
chicken,
when they're just
chicken ribs,
right? And so they're just mashing together pretty much anything edible. Mm-hmm. The way they used to make McNuggets, I told you back in the 70s when McNuggets first came out, I swear there were beaks and talons in there. Now they've since made it white meat, but my point is, a chicken nugget formed with rib meat—that's what it usually says on the packet, which is disgusting. Formed with rib meat, like. Chicken whatevers mashed into a chicken cutlet or a chicken tender. I don't know what the, like, how different is that from just white meat chicken? versus what is the low end meat you used to talk about all the time? Drawing a blank.
Cube steak.
Yeah, cube steak to Wagyu or even just a filet. Like, isn't the span between those two so gargantuan?
Yes. So cutlet kind of means, whatever we can have, whatever we can figure out to put in this little fried thing, we're going to do it. You got to go with breast, tenderloin. Chicken tenderloins are great. They're the inside of the chicken breast. Or the leg, the thigh, you have to have a name, an actual name. Cutlet's not a name. Cutlet is mushed meat.
Somebody says, this guy says the McNugget is disgusting, but he eats a McRib. Bro, I didn't say the McNugget is disgusting. I said back in the 70s, they had beaks in them. Now, the McNugget, I'd put that up against any fine piece of chicken at any fine dining establishment anywhere.
Like with the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, you can actually see the breast. You can see that it's actual breast. That's
they use a very high quality piece of chicken.
Yes. And then veal, I enjoy it. They just cut it like a steak and give it to me.
I don't know.
Cook it like a steak.
Yeah. But I get leery of
a steak. It's a baby steak.
Like, I get leery of ordering, say, a veal parm sandwich or platter at like the corner little Italian place that churns out, 90% pizzas. And then they also have veal parmesan. Mm-hmm. I'm much more apt to get chicken parmesan at that particular place than I am veal parmesan. Yeah. If I'm at a nice restaurant that offers a veal parmesan or a veal cutlet or something, I feel more comfortable. But again, I'm saying, like, I don't know if that's unfounded. Like,
I know heavy meat eaters that have this strong take on veal. But they don't know how old the fish is when they eat their fish. They don't know how old the pig is when they eat their pig.
But I wouldn't order fish at one of these places either. But I wouldn't. I'm telling you, for me, like, if I'm going to default to something, I'm talking about, hey, it's a place that's got a $9 chicken sandwich, $9 veal sandwich, whatever. Like, I'm always going to default to chicken over veal, steak, fish. Like, chicken, I feel, is much less susceptible to shenanigans.
Yeah.
No, he's so right.
You are so
right.
Well,
I don't know if I'm right, but that's what I do.
No, I do the same thing because if I'm going to get something like a sandwich somewhere, for whatever reason, chicken always seems like the go-to of
safe.
This won't make me sick.
Yes, it seems safer.
Yeah, it's a good point.
I'm with you, and chicken is more consistent.
Yeah.
But why do people, why do people take a strong stance against veal? I don't get it.
It's one of those things.
And they eat eggs. Eggs are less than baby chickens. They're unfertilized chickens. They're no baby.
It is very similar to Girl Scout cookies. We are raised to believe how great they are. And so somebody created the narrative back in the 70s that, the cow is fine and the fish on a hook, no problem there. He loves it. He doesn't even feel anything. But the veal, like, someone created this narrative. And the same thing happened with Girl Scout cookies. Oh, the Girl Scout cookies, these are the best cookies ever. And the Thin Mints and blah, 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 and a do-do-do. And we live with these narratives forever. And finally, we're breaking free of this stuff. I mean, now we know. Vaccines, do they even work?
Stop alienating veal. It's a baby cow. You don't know how old the fish is you ate. You don't know how the chicken is you ate. You don't know how the lamb is you ate. You don't know the age of any other animal that you eat. But
I would
veal
like that
just
on the
gets
menu.
You upset.
Instead of calories, I would like to know how old the animal is that I'm eating. And what their life expectancy is.
Oh, 2-year-old steak?
What do they live to? Do they live to 6 or do they live to 90? I need to know.
I don't know. I usually just eat them.
Well, but I would like to know because that actually might affect my eating habits.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, if he's halfway done with his
you
life.
You like lobster?
I love lobster.
Spiny lobsters mature in a year. So you're eating a one-year-old when you eat lobster, spiny lobsters, Florida lobsters.
But how long do they live on their own?
Nobody knows because they end up in my drawn butter.
Someone's got to know the average life expectancy of a spiny lobster. Spiny drawn lobster butter. Is the Florida lobster?
The Florida one, yeah. Not, yeah, the Maine lobster, I don't know, but I know I dive. I dive for the spiny lobsters, and yeah. People told me, like, oh, they just take a year to get big enough to keep.
Yeah, that stuff is so no good. A baby. You got to eat the Maine lobster.
We're eating
Nobody
babies.
Likes the spiny lobster.
You can't catch a Maine lobster in Florida. It's cold water.
Try harder.
They're not down here.
8 to 50
Swim
years.
Swim where?
Well, just try harder.
So a spiny lobster lives 8 to 50 years?
8 to 50 years. That's it.
Quite a span.
Oh, yeah. I'm eating babies.
8 to 50?
8 to 50. Somewhere in between.
That seems that's a very wide. Usually you don't have that wide a range.
Yeah, like whales are 60 to 70. It's right. 8 to 50?
Like a tortoise goes like 110 years.
I don't think anybody is like meat eaters are really avoiding veal because it's a baby cow. Like maybe I just haven't been presented with that situation much in my life. I just think veal's tougher to cook well. And it does have like a distinct flavor to it that is different from just a regular cut of meat.
Is it expensive? Is it a very expensive cut of meat?
It's more expensive than steak. And it's like steak. It's baby steak.
Is it sturgeon? Is it like sturgeon expensive?
No, it's a couple bucks more a pound. I get it all the time. We eat veal all the time. It's just, it's delicious. It's soft. Baby hadn't run around too much.
Because they keep it in a box.
Yeah, they don't fight. They don't get tough. They just kind of, they just chill, drink milk, and then I eat them. Mm.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I think we broke that down very well.
Veal is hard to cook.
Veal?
You know, I don't.
What are you
know.
Talking about? Veal is hard to cook. It's
well, not for guys
it's,
like
it's,
us.
It's a but... steak. Oh, Jesus Christ!
Not for guys like us, but man,
Jimmy, write that down for Gino for Thursday. Just write down a note for me to ask him about cooking veal.
Yeah,
Solana, they not like us.
They not like us, Crowder.
Hold up. Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.